Friends, grace and peace to you all, and welcome to worship at First Presbyterian Church. We are glad to have all of you worshiping with us this morning, whether you're here having braved the weather or whether you're worshiping with us at home. Welcome. If this is your first time worshiping with us through our Facebook live stream, we're glad you're here. If you look farther down the Facebook page, you'll find a link to this morning's bulletin where you can follow along in our liturgy through our prayers and singing. For those of you who are here, if you look on the inside cover of the bulletin, you'll have announcements for upcoming events in the week and a calendar of events near the back. Of course, as it is Palm Sunday, this is the beginning of Holy Week, where we celebrate the events that mark the culmination of Jesus' life and ministry, his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, his sharing a Last Supper with his disciples, his crucifixion, and of course, his resurrection on Easter Sunday. And so if you look in the bulletin, you'll see that we have plenty to do to mark the week ahead. So this morning, our special Palm Sunday music, we will tell the story of Passion Week through the Gospel of Matthew, and with help of the choir and Adam Burnett, our director of music, interpreting the word through the J.S. Bach St. Matthew Passion Selections. That will be music that appears throughout Holy Week to guide us in our reflection. So we're grateful for our singers for their preparations and their hard work in leading us in worship this morning. Our Monday-Thursday service will be this Thursday evening at 6 p.m. here in the sanctuary and also in our live stream. Communion will be offered for those who are here. We hope you will register. The registration deadlines for all of the worship services will be found in the bulletin and are also in our newsletter. Our Good Friday service will be Friday at noon, again here in the sanctuary and also live streamed. There will be our Easter egg hunt Saturday morning at 11 a.m. We do hope you can RSVP to the church office so we can get a count and make sure that we enact the correct social distancing procedures. We'll, of course, ask masks for all of these things. And then Sunday morning, next week, Easter morning, the weather looks a little bit better than today, fortunately. We'll be worshiping outside on the church lawn. So bring a chair, bring a mask, and we look forward to worshiping with the whole church together as we celebrate the heart of our faith on Easter. There are other announcements that you can read, listed in your bulletin, and of course in the newsletter. Of course, this morning we are celebrating the presence of Christ with us, the power of his Spirit, who leads us through the events of this week deeper into the life of God. So with great joy and expectation, let us worship God together. Let us begin our worship by sharing a sign of Christ's peace. I encourage those of you who are here not to shake hands, but to greet the people immediately around you. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let's share the peace of Christ together. Will you stand for the call to worship? Our call to worship this morning begins the Passion Week narrative from Matthew chapter 21. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. And if anyone says to you, anything to you, just say this: the Lord needs them, and he will send them immediately. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" And let us pray together. We praise you, merciful God, for redeeming the world through Jesus Christ. He entered the city of Jerusalem as Messiah and King to those who spread branches in his way. Then he was raised on a cross to lift us from death to life. As Jesus was lifted up, raise us into your presence so that we may worship in hope of his coming again. We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
You may be seated. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So in humility and in faith, let us confess our sins together, first in silence. Let us pray. And together we pray. Gracious God, you bring joy as you enter into our lives as Jesus Christ, yet we plot to keep you out. When you challenge us, change us, call us to new life, we hold back. We prefer settled routines to discipleship. We try to follow, but not to your cross. Have mercy on us, Lord, and remove our sin. Transform us by your Spirit, that we may live in hope of the new life you bring. Through Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us, Christ rose for us, Christ reigns in power for us, Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As we prepare to hear the word of God for us in Scripture, let us pray. Eternal God, your word silences the shouts of the world. Quiet within us any voice but your own, that hearing good news, we may believe the gospel and obey, through Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scripture readings this morning come from the Passion narrative in the Gospel of Matthew, selections of chapters 26 and 27. And before we begin, I want to talk to you for a minute about the word remember. On Thursday, for Monday, Thursday, we'll hear Jesus' words to his disciples, "Whenever you drink of this cup or eat of this bread, do this in remembrance of me." And that word remember meaning literally to put a body back together. So for those of us who have been separated for much of the past year, what we do every week when we worship is we remember God. We remember God together. We bring back the body of Christ together. We do that every time we pray together or read scripture together or listen to the word proclaimed or celebrate the sacrament. And we do that today as we enter into the story of Holy Week and find ourselves in the midst of it. So maybe we're in the place of the adoring crowd who welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem, or the disciples who say, "Surely not I," when confronted with the news of betrayal. Maybe we're those who go and witness God's love for us on the cross. Maybe we even follow beyond. So this week is an invitation for us to remember, through this story of faith, that God's own life is reenacted in ours. So I invite you to listen to God's word through story and proclaimed through music with the help of our musicians from J.S. Bach's St. Matthew Passion, as we remember Jesus' story together. Hear now the word of God. "Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, 'What will you give me if I betray him to you?' They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, 'Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?' Jesus said, 'Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is near, and I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.' So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'Truly, I tell you, one of you will betray me.' And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him, one after another, 'Surely not I, Lord.' He answered, 'The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born.'" Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." When they had sung the hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all become deserters because of me this night. For it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go on ahead of you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Though all become deserters because of you, I will never desert you." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to him, "Even though I must die with you, I will not deny you." And so said all the disciples. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and agitated. And then he said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and stay awake with me." And going a little farther, he threw himself on the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "So you could not stay awake with me 1 hour. Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial, for the Spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak." Again he went away for the second time and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, and let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Now Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and our children." So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. As they went out, they came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by him derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God, let God deliver him now if he wants to, for he said, 'I am God's son.'" And the bandits who were crucified with him, also taunted him in the same way. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. And about 3:00, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, this man is calling for Elijah. And at once one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those who were with him, who were keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, truly this man was God's son.
Now when the captain and the others with him, who were there watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and quiver and those things that were done, they trembled with fear and said, truly, truly, this was the Son of God, the Son of God.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you stand and join with me in confessing with one voice what we believe in response to the word of God? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Let us join together in prayers for the church and the world, first in silence. Let us pray. Holy God, time passes, seasons change, yet your steadfast love endures forever. You are a shelter for us in a storm. You give renewing water and the breathing wind of life around us. And even through dark days, you provide signs of blooming love and Easter light on the way ahead. For all this, we thank and praise you. For this week, above all times, we remember who you are for us and the eternal love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Be present to us again by Christ's Spirit as we enter into the mystery of this week, that as seasons and seasons of life change, we might hold fast to your eternal promise. And our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, enliven our memories this week as we journey to the cross of Christ and beyond it to his tomb. As we remain apart from one another in different ways, join us again in your Spirit, that through our memory and our observance we might participate and the reenactment of love in our own lives, denying self for the sake of others. As Jesus was servant to many, give us the compassion to serve those most in need of your love and grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God bless our church, bless your people in our preparations for the days ahead, from musicians who work tirelessly to tell your story, elders who pray for your people and care for this place where your presence is known, for acts of love and kindness as our community bears witness to you, and for our brother and sister churches in Dalton and in Cherokee Presbytery who celebrate your great gift of salvation too. Let the observances of the days ahead renew our faith, hope, and love as we follow where our Savior leads. And let your Spirit nurture us, that as we follow Christ's way, we might grow in his image, bearing his cross and sharing in resurrected life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we pray your help for those in times of storm, which seem to cover so much. For people who still suffer from illness and death beyond the course of ordinary life due to the pandemic. For all who suffer the attendant effects of economic insecurity or hunger, helplessness or hopelessness. We pray for those who have lost loved ones in the past year, for whom grief remains like a dark cloud that will not go away. And we pray for those consumed by the anger and fear and worry of these days that darkens your good news. God, let your light shine to give hope through your people here and through your Son for the bright world you are calling into being even now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, be present to those we know and love who are sick or hurting, doubting or dispirited, for those who mourn while the world around us is flowering into something new. We remember these people to you now in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These and all our prayers we offer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hear us as we pray in the way Christ teaches his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God has given us the great gift of life through Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. We respond with our own gifts and the labor of our lives that we offer now. So in this time of offering, I encourage you to consider the ways God is calling you to give to the ministry of Jesus Christ through the work of this congregation. You can make an online gift by following the instructions in your bulletin. Those of you who are here and like to leave a gift in the offering plate, we ask that you do so after the service. We're not passing the offering plate for obvious reasons. Through Lent, we're continuing to receive our denomination's One Great Hour of Sharing offering. This goes to support ministries throughout the world related to disaster assistance, hunger relief, or help for development of impoverished communities, and ask that you consider a gift to this worthy cause as well. So however you give, be a joyful giver in the name of Jesus Christ. And let us worship God with our gifts. Let us pray. Holy God, all that we have, our lives, our labor, our work, belongs to you. That we return something of that work today for the sake of the love of Jesus Christ and the kingdom he is calling into being. So accept our gifts, our sacrifice of praise, our worship, our lives, ourselves, all that we have as we recommit to Christ's way to offer the grace and love of the risen Savior until he comes again. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. We're restricted in the ways that we can worship now and worship God through music. So we give thanks for the work of those who have led us through the story of Holy Week. We also invite you the opportunity to hum underneath your mask as we sing the closing response after the benediction. Wherever you are this week, remember the story. Remember Jesus Christ, the God who became flesh for you, who died and rose for you, who always remembers you. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.